Roller coaster. Whenever 17 returns, I tend to enter on that summer and the only job I thought could earn my patience. It starts with a dad-darkened sky, draining from the rear view, glanced as the road's polished grains abstract between my legs through the hole rusted floor of my 82 Chevette. Back then, driving to work, I would think myself open throttle on a gurgling diesel speedboat, dehissing placid lakes, and lay the engine's weight on gears in lieu of failing brakes as I'd loop the ailing hatchback around the employee parking lot. With my operator's badge, a rainbow shirt, and pants toilet water blue, I ran Rolling Thunder, spent my breaks kissing a girl beneath the trelliswork of dithyrambic rhythms. Say what you will. Rails shaking daylight like confectionery, the urgent aspirate note in my ear, shivering rungs of vertebrae, and the ever breathless arc of her breasts. All of that, sure. But what set my levels spiking were the screams of monkeys palaced on those slopes each morning, me the emissary sent to greet them with my Moses staff ascending the dicey gangways to the peaks that called the monkeys from their homes at night, from the safari next door. Sometimes they sat or calmly turned their backs, and in those placid moments seemed to levitate like swamis on the tracks, until they gestured rudely, scrammed, and leapt the fence. I started driving to the muddy shores of Medford Lakes at night to swim alone and naked in the murk. I would swim out far enough to not be noticed from the bank, and there I'd tread, zoning out the wayward I was in, dreaming leeches growing sanguine on my skin, boas lowering from limbs, their own carotid lengths, the arching brows of crocodiles askim the inky scrim. I'd cast myself like flotsam on the drink, stare into sky the listening of my tiny lungs, and ride the pale reflected clouds and lucent fishes.